In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light. And it was good. The light was a new beginning.
And God created humankind in His own image, both male and female. God blessed them and gave them a new beginning. And God saw everything that He made, and behold, it was very good.
As time passed, however, the world fell into greed and began to worship false idols. God realized that now was the time. Time to fulfill His prophecy. Time for a new birth. And time for a new beginning.
And God said, "I will send Jesus."
Time.
time to fulfill the ancient prophecies. It was time for God to send His Son to earth to live and to give all humankind a new beginning. So, God sent an angel to appear before Mary, saying, "The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women."
Mary became great with child, and Mary believed. She believed in the message the angel brought from God, and she trusted in God. She began a new life as a servant of the Lord, and brought forth a new birth, a new beginning.
Magnify His name, adore. For I shall.
Required by the laws of the time, Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem to be taxed. Upon entering the city, they could find no room in which to rest after the tiring journey. An innkeeper, seeing Mary was great with child, offered them shelter in a tiny stable which had been carved into the side of a hill.
It was here that the Son of God was born, not in a palace, not with mighty armies standing to protect him, nor a golden carriage to safely carry him home. This, too, was a sign of a new beginning. Here was born a king for all the people, not just for the powerful and the rich, not just for those who seek fame and glory, but for all people in every country and for all eternity.
The Son of God, Savior, Prince of Peace, a new birth, a new beginning. The glory of the Word was revealed, just as God promised. The same night that Jesus was born, angels appeared to the shepherds in the fields overlooking Bethlehem. The shepherds were confused and very afraid. But the angels rejoiced and said, "Fear not, we bring you great news of the birth of your Savior who was born in Bethlehem tonight. Go and find him lying in a manger. Bow down and worship the newborn Christ."
And the shepherds ran to Bethlehem, excited in their anticipation and giving praise to God. When they arrived at the manger, they were touched by the sight of the Christ child, and they fell to their knees and worshipped the babe. For they believed in what they saw, what they felt, and what they knew. This was a new birth and a new beginning. This was the true Son of God, the promised Messiah, the Prince of Peace.
Them to reflect on all that had happened. It was a quiet celebration of thanks for the dawn of a new life, a new beginning, God's promise fulfilled.
Thank you.
The shepherds excitedly spread the good news throughout the countryside that the promised Messiah had come. Joy to the world! Let earth receive her king and shout from the mountaintops. Jesus Christ is born.
Was born indeed, God's gift of love incarnate. The world lay in silence and stillness as Mary sang her lullaby to the Christ child. The angels filled the heavens with song as a bright star shone down on the newborn babe.
That same star served as a compass for the visitation of wise men from the east. They were sent by King Herod to investigate the excitement that was permeating his kingdom. They brought gifts for the newborn king, but were so awestruck that they disobeyed King Herod and never reported back to him about the birth of the new Messiah.
Truly, love came down to earth. God with us, Emmanuel, in a stable of straw. And so, today we once again reflect on what the Christmas story offers us. We are challenged, as Mary was, to deepen our faith and to trust in God each day and to become a servant of the Lord.
We are required, as the shepherds were, to overcome our fears and rejoice in the birth of Christ as our Savior, and to spread the good news of the redeeming grace of Jesus Christ throughout the world.
We are humbled, as the wise men were, to be able to offer gifts and to worship our Messiah as the everlasting Prince of Peace. And we pray for the promised peace, peace among all people, and a perfect peace within each of us.
We celebrate Christmas as a new birth, a new beginning, a new dawn of redeeming grace, a new faith, a new promise, a new peace. Thanks be to God for the fulfillment of His promise, the birth of His Son, and a new beginning for each of us.
Thank you. come to us, Emmanuel, that we may rejoice. Our altar is open as we stand and rejoice, singing number 270, Joy to the World, the Lord is come. Number 270, Joy to the World. This is indeed a day of rejoicing, and we appreciate very much the message and the beauty with which that message was presented by the choir today. Thank you so very much.